Hey guys, the big game is here, and it's time to cash in big and bet the game at mybookie.ag. If you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect weekend to get into the action. Have a hunch on who's going to win the coin toss and what color Gatorade the winning coach is going to be wearing? Log on now and check the props to get in on the action. Don't just watch the game, lay down some money and be a part of it. Join me and 1,000 online players and start betting at mybookie.ag. It's the industry-leading online sports book, and its players enjoy the fastest payouts in the business when they win. And you can join right now to score free cash to place your Super Bowl wager on the house. Right now, MyBookie is giving away up to $1,000 to every new player. Sign up today and get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's right. If you join with $100, you'll get a $150 bankroll to play with. Just use promo code YA to activate the offer. Play, win, and get paid.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Be glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day.
Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Welcome to Young and Happy. I'm happy to report that I'm Caleb Presley, and I'll be joining the show today, as well as our normal co-host, Adam Ferrone. Adam, thanks for coming.
Wow, Caleb, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm actually really happy to notice or to point out that later on in the program, we're going to have a very special guest, Young and Happy co-host Caleb Presley will be on later on in the show.
Later.
Yes, later on in the show, we will be doing an in-depth interview with Mr. Caleb Presley. But
first, let's get it right to it with our first guest, Roan, Adam Ferrone.
Roney Bay the Prince, soon to be the king. Let's fucking go, baby. Let's fucking go.
Thank you, guys.
Of
Thanks
rap
so
battle
much.
Fame. Roan, let me ask you a few questions.
Sure.
I noticed that I noticed on your Instagram story that you're in Minnesota, and I was wondering, what's one of your favorite things about the mountains of Minnesota?
Oh, the mountains of Minnesota are such a wondrous journey every time you go in there because you meet someone new every time. Someone will crawl out of the cave and say, what year is this? Are humans, have we become humans yet, or are we still Neanderthals? And so every time I'm spelunking or just looking for a Bigfoot in the Indianapolis cages, I always know that it's good fun.
Follow up to that. Whenever you are spelunking, would you believe in the three levels of the spelunk?
Yeah. First level, stalactite. You know they're pointing up. Second level, stalagmite. You know that's where it goes down. And the third level is the water, where people will flick in coins and make for a wish. My wish is to be able to walk through drive-thrus.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for that, for clearing it up. So you're in the Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. What have been some of your favorite things that you've encountered this week? And if you could just list them in any order that you choose, that would be fantastic.
Yes. First of all, Chinese food. There isn't any up here. Haven't found one Chinese place, Chinese food store place, and I thought that was pretty great. I thought that was really exciting to have a culture where
Chinese-less. You've always been anti-Chinese
food. Anti-Chinese
food.
Yeah,
well, of course.
Yes, of course.
We
of
love
course,
our Chinese brethren.
Our Chinese brethren are our closest ally, but the Chinese food, for especially the Americanized version of it, too much flour, and you know what they say when too many flowers grow.
No. Yeah. What is it?
Too many flowers grow, and the Chinese food stores have got to go.
Okay. So what else has been going on, man? Any interesting content that people should be looking out for?
Yeah,
or
I'm in a play. We're doing Macbeth. We're doing Macbeth at the Shakespeare on the Park. I've drawn the role of Lady Macbeth. It's a progressive show where the female roles are played by males and the male roles are played by females, hence me being Lady Macbeth. So it's quite the role. The iambic pentameter is slow for me, but come by and see it. There's free hot chocolate and tea.
But you have to pay To get in.
To get on the park, yeah. It's $150 a ticket to get on for lawn seats.
But then once you're there.
Oh, but it's free hot chocolate and tea once you're there.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Who do you got in this big game? You got the New England Patriots with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And the Eagles of Philadelphia with Carson Wentz. Who do you got?
Dude, I got to go with my guys from Philadelphia for the sole fact of this. You ever have Philadelphia cream cheese on a bagel?
No. I dropped bagels because they hurt my stomach.
Well, then, I mean, you'll never know the joy of winning a Super Bowl then, probably. Capers go with bagels, salmon too, and put some Philadelphia cream cheese on that, and that's a winning combination. You think winning combination, winning the Super Bowl? Makes perfect sense.
And just to pick up right where you left off with combinations, who you got in the big boxing match that's the next one that's upcoming? The next boxing match.
Well, the guy from down south, Ton Charles, I think, some of the heaviest hands I've seen. Honestly, that guy's pound for pound. I'll tell you what, that guy's got some heavy pounds. And so Ton Charles, I think that guy's really going to be throwing around some healthy combinations.
Before we get to the next question, do you want to? I know you had something on your chest that you wanted to read.
Yeah.
You had something laying on. You had some scripts laying on your chest, and I knew.
Yes, this is a. I was at the beach a couple days ago, and this washed ashore in a bottle. So here it is. Intro. With all the exciting hype surrounding Valentine's Day, you will probably have some decent gift ideas swirling, but you're waiting for the perfect one. Well, 1-800-Flowers is your answer, because right now, when you order early, you can get 12 multicolored roses for only $19.99, or double it to 24 multicolored roses for only $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 12 multicolored roses for $19.99, or double it for only $10 more. Call to action. To order a dozen multicolored roses for $19.99 or upgrade to 24 multicolored roses for only 10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter YA. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code YA.
YAH.
YAH, yep. Yeah, that was what I washed ashore. I was down on the beach.
What beach were you at?
I was down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they have a lot of flowers in
there. Man, I was running. Yeah, a lot of flowers.
I noticed that you've been running a lot.
Yeah. These knees, you know, they got to get run. It's like you throw a gerbil and that wheel starts spinning.
Yeah, if you throw it into a wheel.
Yeah, you throw a gerbil into a wheel.
Sometimes you just throw a gerbil to the wrong place, all of a sudden you hear a splash. I mean,
did I ever tell you I ran over two turtles in my life?
Nah, tell me about it.
Pizza delivery driving.
For who? Who'd your pizza delivery drive for?
Amici's. My manager's name was Jeff, but he spelled it with G-E-O-F-F.
I know a guy like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe same guy. Bad teeth?
No, my guy has a freaking great set.
Really? Maybe he could fix his teeth, honestly. I don't know. But just the man, he's a great guy. So I ran over these two turtles when I was out delivering.
You still get a tip?
Yeah. I didn't tell the people. If I had told them, they probably wouldn't have tipped me, but I kept that one close. So that was also on my chest as well.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got that off. You feel better?
No, I wish no one knew that still. I wish no one knew that. I didn't. It's better to not say anything.
What's been your favorite, or let me ask you this, what's been the most surprising part of this week in Minneapolis to you?
Big old pig just ran into the house the other day. A surprise pig. It had a whole birthday cake strapped to its back with a string around its belly. We killed that pig. And Famous Dave barbecued it up right there for us. He slapped some barbecue sauce on it, and we ate it right there, and ate the cake right after.
That's surprising. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10. 10 of 10. Did you remember what the question was?
Surprisingest thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'll just make sure.
Yeah.
All right.
That's surprising.
Sure
was.
Surprising.
But listen, Caleb, I got to run, actually. I have this, what's the thing? Some famous guys I'm going to go hang with.
Okay.
But thank you so much for having me on. And I'm out of here, but yo, please come see Shakespeare in the Park, Macbeth.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
It's running all February.
Mm-hmm.
And great. All right. And our next guest is coming to the stage right now. Wow, this is exciting. He is a former quarterback, but currently he plays two songs on the piano. I walked in on him earlier today, and he was playing Beauty and the Beast with his right hand, and with his left hand, he was playing Pachelbel's Canon in D, which I thought was pretty impressive. Bring him to the stage right now, Caleb Presley.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Been trying to get better in D ever since I found out that Blake Griffin was coming to Detroit. You know, I'm a big Griffin fan. But, no, it's been great to have me. It's great to be here. And I couldn't be more, you know, just excited and aroused.
Yeah, what do you love about Rainwater?
I think it's the clarity of it. I mean, there's something about rainwater that's different than seawater. I don't know if it's you can just see through it better. So if you're trying to, like, you want to see something on the other side, or you even want to look into it, if it's a puddle as a mirror, I mean, salt water, just sometimes it gives you a little bit of a grainy composition. But yeah, I mean, it's great. Rainwater's great.
That's beautiful.
Top five waters.
You have to really.
Dasani's probably the one.
But. Yeah, that's. Yeah, you have to really like that. You have to really like that.
But thanks for having me on the show again. Yeah, appreciate
you
being here.
It's a pleasure. I've been a fan of you ever since Party at the French House, and I thought that was one of your better projects that you put together.
That came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought had that on private.
No, that was we all saw that. It has 14 million views right now, so we actually did all see that.
My famous friends are gonna be mad that we're in it.
One of your calling cards is being the internet creator who doesn't go on the internet.
Yes. I mean, that's – was there a question?
Yeah. Yep. You don't go on the internet, but do you like a computer?
It's a good question. And the thing about it is it's not so much – do I like the computer? Of course I like the computer. I try not to get emotionally attached to anything, but yeah, I mean, I fell in love. Have you seen the movie Her?
Her? No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Well, it's what I meant to put out instead of that, that French project. So it was about me and this computer that fell in love, and I got the guy to play me, Joaquin Phoenix, who I'd never seen any of his work, but he has such a sick name. So I was like, he probably is going to do a great job. And I still got to publish it if it hasn't come out yet. That's my bad.
People are raving about the French accent that you use. They said it transported them to Paris.
My French accent.
Do you think that we could talk a little bit to Pierre, the character that you played?
Pierre.
Yes, Pierre.
No, I don't think he's available.
I'm sure. Pierre, are you in there? Pierre, what about
the only one that came
stole?
With me today is Pablo Garcia.
Oh, Pablo Garcia from your 1984 biopic, Sonesta on the Riviera.
Pablo Garcia.
Ah, con Pablo Garcia.
Which means with Pablo Garcia in Spanish.
Is that right?
Con.
I didn't realize
you
that.
You ever get like somebody like, I want a steak con queso?
I thought that was
Steak
like
con queso, yeah.
Someone who was convicted of a crime. That's my confusion. And the ever-talented. Tell us about your days at Berkeley.
I was in a tree for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, what am I doing up here? Mm-hmm. I'm not solving any world issues. No one cares. I mean, there's not even any bananas in this tree. I'm getting down.
Yeah.
And so, I just got down. And then I never went to school there. I just passed through and got in a tree.
You never were even in school there?
In Berkeley, no.
So the myths are false?
Well, most myths are, you know.
What's your favorite myth about you? True or false?
Probably my favorite one is probably that I can heal lepers.
Oh, wow.
It's not true.
It's not true. Okay.
But it is my favorite One.
It is a great myth, and it really, the lepers that claimed that you healed them, I guess, are frauds now.
I mean, they're just contacts. I mean, I give the guy contacts. I didn't heal him. I just gave him some contacts.
I mean, I
he's
guess
a blind guy that I gave contacts. He's not a leper anymore. He's just a regular dude.
The best way to lick leprosy. That's the best way and the fastest way. So what brings you to Minnesota?
I'm here on travel.
Oh, yeah. Travel.
Yep, just looking for a pond to skate on, because that's what happens in Minnesota. They freeze over.
Let me ask you this, hypothetical the fans are asking. Would you rather be crammed into a rolly suitcase and pushed down a large flight of stairs? Or would you rather ride up an escalator with your shoelaces stuck in it while you're pulled up, on the other hand, by a very strong man like Michael Clark Duncan?
Is also Akira going to be there?
She's not in the subway. But she's pulling Michael Clark Duncan as he pulls you.
Probably the first one.
The push down the stairs in the Rolly suitcase.
What kind of suitcase is it?
Rolly.
Okay.
The one with it has the charger, though. It has a
USB charger. Oh, the portable USB on the outside?
Portable USB charger.
Cool. Hope that doesn't get broken. But yeah, that one. Yeah, but just if you wouldn't mind me pushing my new product, because that's why I'm here on the show today. Not that I didn't want to come and visit with you, but you know, everyone coming on the show has got to push a product. In fact, you know what? This is what I'm going to do, because I'm cool and nice celebrity. I'll let you push the product, because I'm here just to be on the show, and I just want you to know that I'm being genuine. So if you have something you want to push it.
Well, I guess I could relay an ad for my favorite commercial campaign currently.
Okay, cool.
Dilly Dilly.
Bud Light.
Dilly Dilly is on fire.
Taste the rainbow.
Ye old pep talk launched during the AFC-NFC Championship. The finale of Dilly Dilly Super Bowl trilogy is coming. And famous among friends is what it's all about. Caleb, who are some of your famous among friends? Who do you wish wasn't?
Tom from MySpace.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't drink that much Bud Lights.
Kind of a friend slut, too.
But, yeah.
Not to put words in your mouth.
I'm not saying he's that, but I don't know, man.
Hey, man, Bud Light made this Super Bowl house that we're doing this interview in.
Yeah, can I? You mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about this Bud Light house?
Well, I guess the fact that they set us up right next to this fire and in this majestically high-ceilinged room next to a baby grand piano where I heard you playing Paco Bell's Canon in D, and this lovely array of sunlight over a frozen lake that's covered in snow to our left. I think that the scene is serene.
Truly is, and I got to be honest with you. I said that I was playing in D to prepare for the Detroit move, but it's just not true, and I want to come clean. Pat McAfee's here with us in the house, and I was playing it in D for him.
Damn, indeed.
For Barstool in D.
Indeed. That is where we can end this lovely interview. Because
if you stayed with us this far, thanks, and you learned a lot.
Yeah, you really learned a lot.
You're a better guy than you were, and if you're a girl, cool. I don't know how that works, but probably better.
Yeah, I don't mind calling girls guys and saying like, hey,
in 2018, I don't mind calling it. I'll call you whatever you want.
I call guys, girls, guys, and guys, girls.
Sometimes I just call objects transgenders. I'm like, hey, what's up, it?
Yeah, sometimes I'll call my friend Buddy Al, and he'll be a bodyguard.
So anyways, I got some famous friends I got to hang out. I got to run.
All right. Famous Dave is on the fritz.
Used to know a girl named Tina. Had two kids and a nigga, well, she ain't really need them. Work so hard to get the best. She gon' do whatever for a check, yeah. She gon' do the dirty work. 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 Dirty, dirty, dirty work. Took my heart and she left about a bow in pieces. Keisha had a whole lot of ass. Told me call her when I get enough cash. So she can do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work. Dirty, dirty, dirty work. Love a girl named
kids and a nigga, well, she can't really keep them. Can't find love in the club, and she rather get love from a thug. So she gon' do the dirty work. 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 Dirty, dirty, dirty work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dirty, dirty, dirty work. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. When she wake up. When she go to work,
money, money on her mind.
When she clock out,
money, money on her mind.
When she go to sleep, she got money on her mind. Wake up,
money, money on her mind.
When she go to work,
money, money on her mind.
Work so hard to get the best. She gon' do whatever for a check, yeah. She gon' do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work.
She gon' do the dirty work. Dirty, dirty, dirty work.
What's your name? How you tryna get at me? Like I ain't really one to fuck a bitch that likes celebrities. I'm planting seeds, sesame. Got you open sesame and wetter than the Chesapeake. Yes, I'm talking sexually. Girl, you got it all and some. The only other chicken I've been eating come with breadcrumbs. The only other shit that I've been kissing is my lip balm. Cause all these other bitches come in second like a stepmom. Yes, I'm tryna suck your titties, tryna touch your kitty. And rumor has it that vagina fuck with little dicky. So what you tryna do? I got a condo with a pool. No, I don't. It just sounded cool, but I got a hot tub. Sweeter than some hot fuzz. You should probably meet me at the spot, cause it be going down like a stock does. Got drugs, well weed, vodka, help me. This bottle and this cock will not get finished by themselves. Do the dirty work.